If you think you've outsmarted the storm, think again. It wasn't a game of chance. It was a chess match, and the storm was patiently observing your every move, meticulously setting the stage for your inevitable downfall. Picture this for a moment. The Chosen One narrative. Someone waltzes into your life as if it were their personal playground, thinking they possess the divine right to manipulate your emotions, pull at the strings of your fate, and rewrite the very script of your existence according to their whims. They mistook your inherent kindness, your willingness to see the best in others, as a loophole in the cosmic code, a weakness they could exploit. They didn't just underestimate you, the individual. They underestimated the immense, unwavering force that has always been in your corner, safeguarding your path. When you foolishly tamper with an energy that was never meant to be trifled with, the universe doesn't simply send a warning shot across the bow. No, it retaliates, not with dramatic displays of thunder and lightning, but with a silent, devastating collapse, ruthless, final, absolute. Here's a hard truth to internalize. Studies have consistently demonstrated that those who engage in constant manipulation and deception often find themselves trapped in the throes of cognitive dissonance when their carefully constructed web of lies begins to unravel. But when they dare to manipulate someone who is protected by a higher order, someone chosen for a purpose, the dissonance transforms into outright destruction. What they triggered wasn't just an ending. It was a catastrophic avalanche, burying them under the weight of their own deceit. And thank you, Chosen One. Don't forget to reciprocate the energy of this message by simply pressing the like button and subscribing to help spread this illuminating truth to even more souls. This isn't just content. It's a calling, a mission of profound importance. And you, simply by being here, are an integral part of a force far bigger than any single one of us. Your energy resonates, your voice carries weight, and your very presence signifies that you're already strides ahead in this cosmic game. So, thank you for bravely walking this path. Let's spread the unvarnished truth together, one shared message at a time. Now, let's get back to the matter at hand. This isn't just karma arriving fashionably late. It's the universe manifesting with impeccable timing. Someone who arrogantly believed they could twist and distort your reality is now forced to watch their own world crumble around them, piece by agonizing piece. They tried to play a treacherous game, but they conveniently forgot that the opponent they were up against was far from ordinary. You weren't sent into their life to be conquered, subdued, or broken. You were sent as the mirror reflecting their true selves, the ultimate test of their character, the reckoning that would ultimately judge their worth. And tragically for them, they failed miserably. Their endings are not merely setbacks or temporary inconveniences. They are irreversible closures meticulously written by the very same energy they so carelessly attempted to manipulate. The universe bore witness to their lies, felt the sting of their disrespect, watched them painstakingly build a tangled web of deceit. And now, in a poetic twist of fate, it has transformed them into the very insect ensnared within its silken threads. These are the types of individuals who operate under the delusion that they are exempt from consequences, gliding through life with the arrogant assumption that every person they manipulate is merely another rung on their ladder to success. But you, Chosen One, you were the unyielding wall that refuses to budge, the unwavering line that cannot be blurred. And now, their carefully constructed reality is buckling and bending under the crushing weight of their own choices. Right now, the very person who once believed they held all the cards is watching helplessly as everything they hold dear slips through their fingers. The carefully crafted mask is beginning to crumble. The flawless image they worked so tirelessly to maintain is cracking under the immense pressure. And the deafening silence that now surrounds them is not an oasis of peace. It's the stark, unforgiving exposure of their true nature. They played a game of power, but they were never truly the ones in control of the pieces. You were, you are, and you always will be. Let this serve as a powerful reminder. You never needed to seek revenge. You never had to raise your voice in anger. All you had to do was continue walking your path with unwavering resolve, because the moment they chose to play dirty, they unwittingly activated a countdown to their own destruction. And that countdown has now reached zero. They thought they could sabotage your mind, tarnish your name, and shatter your peace of mind. But now, they are the ones losing sleep, questioning the very fabric of reality, desperately wondering why their world is imploding around them. That's not mere coincidence. That's consequence, pure and simple. And to you, chosen one, understand this truth deeply within your soul. You did not deserve the pain they inflicted upon you, but you were chosen to rise from its ashes, stronger, wiser, and utterly unshakable. You are not simply surviving their betrayal. You are thriving in its wake, reaching heights they could never have imagined. And the universe is ensuring that they feel every agonizing ounce of the pain they attempted to inflict upon you. So, stay grounded in your truth. Stay laser-focused on your path. Their endings may be loud, chaotic, and undeniably deserved. But your rise, on the other hand, is a force of nature, silent, undeniable, and unstoppable. Let their inevitable collapse serve as a constant reminder of one irrefutable truth. You were never the one to be trifled with. So, chosen one, are you ready to peel back the layers and witness the full extent of this collapse? Because what's happening to them is not random or arbitrary. It's the direct fallout of the dangerous game they foolishly initiated with you. Drop the number 777 in the comments if you've ever felt the searing sting of betrayal and knew deep down that the universe would deliver justice far more effectively than you ever could. And if this message resonates deeply within your soul, consider fueling this mission with a super thanks. No matter how small, every contribution helps keep this vital truth alive and allows it to reach those souls who need it most. You're not just a passive viewer here. You're an active participant in a powerful movement. And now, let's dive into it, step by meticulously detailed step. If you are truly one of the chosen, you'll feel an undeniable pull to stay with me until the very end. Because deep down, you already sense the shift, the monumental change that is upon us. The game they so carelessly played is coming to a dramatic end, and their carefully constructed reality is unraveling before their very eyes. Let's get started, shall we? Number one. They thought they could play you like a mindless game, but now they're the ones being played by the universe itself. When you gamble with a deck that's been deliberately stacked against you, don't feign surprise when the whole house comes crashing down in flames, especially when that house belonged to a chosen one. They rolled the dice with your very soul, treating it like some cheap bet at a shady backstreet casino. Bluffing, cheating, gaslighting, and flashing insincere smiles while simultaneously stabbing you in the back. They thought it was all harmless fun, just another meaningless emotional game, another fleeting ego boost to inflate their fragile sense of self-worth. But what they tragically failed to realize was this. You were never a mere toy to be discarded at their whim. You were a trigger, a soul meticulously programmed to reflect their own hidden truths, mirror their toxic poison, and activate consequences they were utterly unprepared to face. Imagine this, chosen one. Someone brazenly walking blindfolded into a sacred temple, mocking the profound silence, ridiculing the very structure itself, foolishly thinking it's nothing more than stone and walls. But that temple is far from inanimate. It breathes, it remembers, it holds ancient wisdom. And when it's subjected to disrespect and desecration, it doesn't engage in futile arguments. It simply collapses upon the intruder, burying them beneath its weight. That's you. You were the sacred ground they foolishly mistook for weakness and vulnerability. And now, the inevitable collapse has begun, not around you but squarely around them. Let's be brutally honest. They truly believed that hurting you would be a harmless, inconsequential act, a little gaslighting here, a small act of betrayal there, a twisted smirk as they watched you question your own inherent worth. But that smirk is gone now, isn't it? Replaced by a bewildering mixture of confusion, raw panic, and the haunting realization that their carefully constructed life is unraveling in the very places that once felt solid and secure. Relationships are cracking under the strain. Finances are failing with alarming speed. Reputations are rotting from the inside out. And yet, they're still desperately wondering why. Still pathetically asking, why is everything going wrong? Here's the simple, yet profound answer. They didn't just betray a person. They violated sacred energy, a universal force that demands respect. When you played fair and they played dirty, the universe meticulously took notes, documenting every transgression. And unlike them, The universe doesn't forget or conveniently move on just because the moment has passed. No, it patiently waits, gathering its strength. Then, it strikes with unparalleled precision, overwhelming power, and absolutely no advance warning. They truly thought they were smarter, more cunning, more adept at manipulating the system. They arrogantly believed they could lie with impunity, facing no repercussions for their deceit. They tragically underestimated the profound silence within you, the way you calmly walked away instead of engaging in a futile fight. But that silence wasn't a sign of weakness. It was a testament to your alignment with a higher power, because while you remained quiet and composed, the universe roared into action on your behalf. And now, it's speaking volumes in the form of brutal, undeniable endings. And guess what? Every door that's slamming shut in their face now is a manifestation of divine justice. You weren't just some soft-hearted person simply trying to love and be loved, were you? You were their last lifeline, their one shot at genuine healing, profound evolution, and spiritual leveling up. But instead of respecting your inherent light, they attempted to dim it, to exploit your empathy, and to weaponize your love against you. But here's the cosmic catch they never saw coming. Empathy, when backed by a strong sense of purpose, transforms into an unstoppable force that the universe protects with the ferocity of a guarded vault. Let's delve into some cold, hard facts. Psychological studies have consistently shown that people who chronically manipulate and betray others tend to exist in a perpetual state of false control, clinging to the illusion that they're firmly steering the ship of their lives. But the moment they are confronted with real accountability, their carefully constructed world begins to spiral out of control. And what they're experiencing now, Chosen One, is not merely a bad season or a temporary setback. It's a complete and utter collapse of their false power, a shattering of the illusion they've so painstakingly maintained. It's the mirror of their own inherent darkness finally refusing to lie any longer, reflecting back the ugliness they've tried so desperately to conceal. You were the ultimate test, and they failed spectacularly. Let that truth sink deep into their consciousness. You didn't simply show up in their life for decoration, as a mere accessory to their existence. You were not the entertainment, the background character in their self-absorbed ego movie. You were the pivotal plot twist that arrived the moment their story took a dark and treacherous turn. But instead of rising to meet your energy with honesty and integrity, they deliberately chose to sabotage it, to extinguish your light. And in doing so, they unwittingly activated a universal law that doesn't operate according to human timelines or logical reasoning. This is universal order, the fundamental balance that corrects itself when sacred things are defiled and desecrated. And now they are being corrected in the most profound and impactful way imaginable. Their downfall isn't manifesting in dramatic explosions or theatrical displays. It's showing up in the quiet, pervasive silence, in the subtle shifts in energy. It's showing up in the way people are gradually ceasing to trust them, in the way their luck seems to have mysteriously vanished, in the way their own face transforms when they gaze into the mirror and see the person they've become. That's not guilt they're experiencing. That's the stark, unforgiving exposure of their true nature, the unvarnished truth finally catching up with them. And you, Chosen One, you were never sent to destroy them or to inflict pain upon them. You were sent to offer them a chance, a precious opportunity to treat sacred energy with the respect it deserves, a chance to consciously choose growth over ego-driven destruction. But when they stubbornly chose ego over elevation, they effectively wrote their own tragic ending. And now, that ending is writing itself across every facet of their life, a constant reminder of their failure. This is not revenge. This is recalibration, the universe restoring balance to a system that has been disrupted. Let them lose what they so carelessly took for granted. Let them feel the same agonizing pain they so callously made you question your own worth. Because that very pain they're feeling now, that suffocating confusion, is the same dark pit they attempted to bury you in. But the universe, in its infinite wisdom, flipped the script on them. And instead of falling into the abyss, you soared to unimaginable heights. Instead of breaking beneath the pressure, you evolved into an even more powerful version of yourself. And now, you're watching the very people who once mocked your healing journey now desperately beg the air for the peace they can no longer access. They thought they could take from you without paying the full cost, but now, they're learning the hard way that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. They thought playing games with your heart would have no long-term repercussions, but now the scoreboard reads, "Game over." So, don't waste your precious energy looking back. Chosen one, don't allow yourself to wonder if they're truly sorry for their actions. Don't wait for a contrived sense of closure. The endings they're currently living are far louder and more meaningful than any insincere apology could ever be. Their deafening silence is your ultimate confirmation. Their devastating downfall is your hard-earned closure. And their profound losses are the universe diligently returning balance to the scales. You were not just chosen to simply endure the pain and hardship. You were chosen to expose the darkness, to bring the truth to light. And now, that exposure is unfolding before your very eyes. They bet against a soul that is backed by a divine purpose. And now they're learning the harsh reality that when you gamble with the sacred, the loss isn't just personal. It's cosmic in scale. Let them drown in the very ocean they attempted to throw you into. You, my dear, learned how to swim, becoming stronger and more resilient with every stroke. They, on the other hand, never did. And that chosen one is the beginning of their end. Number two, they thought you were just another easy target, but in reality, they walked straight into a raging fire. They couldn't see the danger lurking beneath the surface, just as you don't see the electric fence until you've already made contact with it. By then, the damage is already irreversible. They looked at you and saw something they believed they could easily manipulate, or another soft heart, another open door, someone they could casually walk in and out of as if it were their own home. They thought they could charm you with empty words, lie to you without consequence, ghost you without remorse, use you for their own selfish gain, and make you feel like you were simultaneously too much and not enough, all according to their twisted whims. They arrogantly assumed you were fragile, easily replaceable, and safe to tamper with. But they were tragically unaware that you were protected by forces far beyond their comprehension. Forces that don't ask for permission before unleashing their power. Let's make it crystal clear, chosen one. They didn't just mess with you, a single individual. They trespassed into sacred territory completely blindfolded, recklessly swinging a sword with the arrogant assumption that nothing would swing back to defend itself. Imagine this scenario. Someone trespassing into a highly guarded facility, completely oblivious to the fact that their every step is being meticulously tracked by heat sensors, motion detectors, and silent alarms. They delude themselves into thinking they're being clever, somehow slipping in unnoticed. Meanwhile, every move they make is triggering a complex chain reaction, setting off a series of events they cannot possibly control. That's precisely what they did when they entered your life with ulterior motives lurking beneath the surface. They didn't just cross a simple boundary. They activated an intricate system of consequences they were far too arrogant to believe even existed. Here's a stinging truth they desperately need to hear. You didn't need to fight them or engage in their destructive games. You were never meant to. The universe wages war in a far more elegant and effective manner. Your stillness, your silence, your conscious decision to calmly walk away from the toxicity, that wasn't a sign of weakness. It was a manifestation of sacred restraint. That was grace extending an olive branch, giving them ample time to stop their destructive behavior, to turn around and retrace their steps, to fundamentally rethink their actions. But they didn't heed the warning signs. They stubbornly kept pushing, testing your limits. And now, they're painfully discovering that even grace has its limits, and those limits are enforced swiftly and without warning. The claws of the universe don't simply scratch the surface. They slice with pinpoint precision, and they never miss their intended target. They couldn't perceive the powerful coverage that surrounded your life, the impenetrable shield that stood firmly between your divine destiny and their calculated deception. They mistakenly believed the door was wide open, inviting them to enter at will, but in reality, they unwittingly walked straight into a spiritual trap of their own making. Have you ever found yourself asking, "Why couldn't they just leave me alone? What was it about me that triggered them so deeply?" That's a perfectly valid question, one that deserves an answer. They had countless opportunities to simply walk away, to choose honesty over deceit, to embrace peace rather than instigating chaos. But instead, they deliberately chose the path of destruction, and they must now face the consequences of their actions. And the truly wild part of it all? They didn't even need to hurt you in order to suffer a fall from grace. Hurting you simply accelerated the inevitable downfall they were already hurtling towards. Now, they're grappling with consequences they can't logically explain. Promising job offers mysteriously vanish. Their energy reserves dwindle to nothing. And their relationships abruptly collapse under a weight they're unable to bear. Peace feels like a distant memory, a relic from a forgotten past. Every day feels subtly off, as if something is fundamentally out of alignment, and they have no idea why. But you do, because this isn't arbitrary punishment. It's a direct result of protocol, a universal code of conduct that demands adherence. You can't flagrantly violate spiritual contracts and expect to receive emotional discounts. They broke an invisible code the moment they disrespected someone on a divine assignment. You weren't in their life by mere accident or chance. You were meticulously placed there by impeccable timing, perfect alignment, and a grand universal design. And their test was remarkably simple. Handle this soul with the utmost care and respect. That was it. That was the entirety of their assignment. But their ego, blinded by arrogance and self-importance, saw only an opportunity for personal gain instead of recognizing the profound responsibility they had been entrusted with. They saw you as prey to be exploited, when in reality you were a path towards their own enlightenment. Imagine this, chosen one. A fire alarm that doesn't emit a piercing scream when the first flicker of flame ignites. Instead, it waits patiently until the heat becomes unbearable before finally sounding the alarm. That's precisely how the universe handled your situation, with calculated patience and unwavering precision. It waited, observed, and meticulously measured their actions, giving them every opportunity to course correct. And then, when they crossed the final unforgivable line, it pulled the plug on everything, suddenly, decisively, and without any room for negotiation. Now they're spinning out of control, desperately losing their grip on reality, watching as doors that once swung open effortlessly now slam shut in their faces. They're asking desperate questions like, why isn't anything working for me anymore? Or, why does it feel like something is actively working against me? And the truth is, it's not personal in the sense of being a targeted attack. It's simply a matter of balance being restored to the universe. They brazenly knocked over a sacred structure and somehow expected nothing to fall on them in return. But when you intentionally interfere with a protected soul's journey, the universe doesn't issue gentle warnings. It writes judgments in stone, ensuring that justice is served. They interpreted your silence as surrender, mistaking your composure for weakness. But in reality, it was the sound of the universe diligently sharpening its sword, preparing to strike. They foolishly thought they were winning when you remained quiet, when you chose not to retaliate, when you ultimately made the difficult decision to let them go. But that silence wasn't a sign of defeat. It was the sound of the protective system kicking into high gear, the activation of a force they couldn't possibly comprehend. That protection was already standing firmly behind you, a silent guardian shielding you from harm. And here's the ironic twist of fate. If they had simply honored you, if they had chosen to speak the truth with courage, if they had embraced kindness and compassion, or even if they had just backed off and allowed you to live your life in peace, maybe this message wouldn't be unfolding right now. But their insatiable ego needed to prove a point, needed to test your boundaries, pushing you to your breaking point. And now, that same ego is dragging them through a gauntlet of public chaos and private shame, exposing their true nature for all to see. People are slowly pulling away, sensing the shift in energy. Their reputation is undergoing a dramatic transformation, eroding their carefully cultivated image. The very charm they once so effortlessly used to control others is now falling flat, failing to have its intended effect because energy, unlike words, cannot lie. And people are starting to feel it, the underlying offness, the subtle discomfort, the pervasive rot that lies hidden beneath the surface of their manufactured smiles. That's the fine print of your protection finally catching up with them, a cosmic contract they were too arrogant to believe existed. They were completely oblivious to the hidden contracts you were walking around with, the universal clause indelibly stamped upon your soul, clearly stating, Do not tamper with this one. But now, they're reading every line of it in real time, experiencing its profound impact in the only language they seem to understand, the language of loss. Imagine this scenario. A person who mistakenly believes they're in complete control of the steering wheel of their life, only to discover that the road ahead is collapsing beneath them. That's them, still pressing the gas pedal, still clinging to the illusion that it's just a minor detour, until the ground disappears completely, plunging them into the abyss. That's what inevitably happens when people attempt to hijack a chosen one's journey, to steer them off course. The road no longer supports them, and their carefully constructed plans crumble to dust. And chosen one, this is your ultimate confirmation that you were not crazy, you weren't overreacting, and that deep, intuitive sense that something spiritual was happening the entire time was absolutely correct. You've been divinely covered this entire time, surrounded by a protection that doesn't flex for show or boast of its power. It acts in silence, moves with unwavering precision, and delivers justice swiftly and decisively. They didn't fall because of your anger or your desire for revenge. They fell because your soul is off limits, protected by a force far greater than themselves. Let them wallow in their confusion. Let them spin in circles searching for answers that will never come, because some lessons simply cannot be explained or taught. They must be deeply and personally experienced in order to be truly understood. And that's precisely what they're enduring now. A lesson, a sentence, a spiritual reckoning dressed up as a string of bad luck. You, on the other hand, are rising quietly, consistently, and steadily, protected not just by boundaries, but by an agreement that is etched into the very fabric of existence itself. They didn't see it, they didn't respect it, and now, they're living the devastating result of crossing what was never theirs to touch. So stand tall, chosen one. You don't need to explain your protection to anyone, and you certainly don't need to prove your power. The tangible results are showing up on their side loud and clear, a testament to the force that stands behind you. And the only thing louder than their losses is your empowering silence. Number 3. They wore a mask for so long that it's now consuming them alive, eroding their very essence. The longer you pretend to be someone you're not, the less of your true self remains when the act finally comes to an end. And for them, the act never ended. It morphed into a curse, a prison of their own making. They didn't simply lie to you in isolated instances. They painstakingly constructed an entire false personality out of deception, carefully layering in charm, feigned sympathy, and manipulative emotional bait. They wore that mask so convincingly that even you began to question your own intuition, wondering if you were somehow misreading the situation. You might have thought, maybe I'm overreacting, maybe they genuinely care about me. But behind every carefully chosen word was a hidden agenda, and every seemingly selfless, I'm here for you, came with invisible strings attached. They weren't truly trying to love you or connect with you on a genuine level. They were merely attempting to control the version of you that would benefit them most. Imagine this scenario, chosen one. An actor who has remained in character for so long that they completely forget their real name, their true identity. That's who they are now, lost in the illusion, unable to distinguish between reality and performance. They didn't just wear the mask. They became it. The role they so carefully crafted, the victim, the savior, the passionate lover, the loyal friend, has fused to their identity like melted plastic, permanently distorting their features. They've been living in such a deep state of delusion that even when they gaze into the mirror now, they don't see a real person staring back at them. They see a performance, a carefully curated image designed to elicit a specific response from others. You can fake a smile, fabricate a compelling story, and even feign love, but you can never truly fake inner peace. And they are utterly devoid of it. They're trapped, imprisoned by their own deceit. The same false personality they once so effectively used to fool you is now ironically fooling them, blinding them to the truth of their own existence. They genuinely believe their own carefully constructed script, reciting their lines with unwavering conviction. They tell blatant lies and call them truth, acting hurt and genuinely believing that their pain is real, despite its fabricated origins. But the universe doesn't bend to accommodate actors or reward false performances. It shatters illusions with ruthless precision. And that's exactly what's happening to them now. The mask that once gave them power, allowing them to manipulate and control others, is now causing their profound isolation, pushing people away. And here's where it gets truly brutal. They can't simply take the mask off without their entire world collapsing around them. That mask has become their sole survival tool, their primary defense mechanism, the very foundation of their manufactured identity. To remove it would mean facing the full weight of everything they've done, every act of manipulation, every calculated betrayal, every carefully crafted lie. But they lack the courage and the inner strength to confront their own darkness. So, they stubbornly double down, continuing to perform, continuing to pretend, hoping against hope that they can maintain the illusion. But the people around them are no longer clapping in admiration. The audience is gradually leaving, one by one, not in a dramatic display of anger, but in quiet discomfort and disillusionment. You see, energy never lies. It always reveals the truth in due time, and people are beginning to feel it, the falseness, the insincerity, the subtle dissonance that permeates their every interaction. That once charming demeanor now feels hollow and empty. That carefully practiced charm now feels eerily unsettling. What once worked effortlessly now feels exhausting, even to them. The constant effort of maintaining the charade is draining them of their life force, leaving them depleted and vulnerable. They thought they could break you, shattering your spirit and leaving you in pieces. Instead, they trap themselves in a mask that's now cracking under immense pressure, and everyone around them can hear the unsettling sound of its disintegration. Number 4. They laughed at your pain, reveling in your struggles and exploiting your vulnerabilities. Now, they're drowning in a deafening silence, abandoned and alone with their own suffering. Mocking someone in the darkness only amplifies the silence when it's your turn to suffer, leaving you with nothing but the echo of your own cruelty. They didn't just hurt you or cause you pain. They cruelly used your pain for their own twisted amusement, turning your suffering into a form of entertainment. They turned your tears into fodder for juicy gossip, your struggles into something to snicker at behind locked screens and in hushed circles. They pointed fingers, rolled their eyes, and delivered insults disguised as harmless jokes. And while you were in survival mode, desperately trying to hold yourself together and navigate the storm raging within you, they were busy performing for their captive audience, wearing your wounds like trophies to bolster their own weak and insecure egos. Imagine this scenario. A wolf howling proudly in front of a captivated crowd, radiating arrogance and invincibility. But the moment the protective forest clears and the supporting pack disappears, that same howl transforms into a desperate, hollow cry, devoid of strength and conviction. That's precisely where they find themselves now, alone, isolated, silenced, and not by external force, but by the inevitable consequences of their own actions. They foolishly believed that your breakdown was a source of comedy, something to be laughed at and trivialized. Now, their own reality has morphed into a tragedy, a somber spectacle with no audience to witness their downfall. And there's no one left in the theater to offer sympathy or support. What they tragically failed to understand is that your silence wasn't a sign of surrender. It was a sanctuary, a sacred space where your healing could take root and flourish. It was where your power began to regrow, stronger and more resilient than ever before, and where the universe began meticulously sketching out their sentence, preparing to deliver justice. You weren't weak. You were quietly, powerfully rebuilding yourself from the inside out. And while they were preoccupied with laughing at your misfortune, they failed to see that their own cruelty was writing checks their soul couldn't possibly cash. Now, they're suffering in isolation, with no one around to witness their pain or offer comfort. There are no likes, no retweets, no sympathetic texts flooding their inbox because the depth of their current suffering can't be adequately explained without first revealing the darkness they actively participated in, the pain they gleefully inflicted upon you. They can't confess the full extent of their regret without first admitting the full scope of what they did to you, without acknowledging the harm they caused. And that chosen one is a cage of their own creation, a prison from which they cannot easily escape. They're haunted not just by profound loneliness, but by the persistent echo of their own mockery, the cruel taunts that now reverberate within their minds. That echo is louder now, more insistent, because when the energy shifts and the tables inevitably turn, even your own voice starts to sound drastically different, betraying your true intentions. The jokes they attempt to crack now fall flat. The laughter feels forced and unnatural, and even the most carefully crafted words ring hollow. The mirror has become a brutal reflection of their inner selves, unflinchingly revealing the ugliness that lies within. The worst part of it all? They finally understand your silence, the profound wisdom it contained, but it's far too late to rectify their mistakes. You grew stronger and more resilient within your silence, transforming it into a source of empowerment. They, on the other hand, are unraveling within theirs, succumbing to despair. You found light and healing within the darkness. They're gasping for air in the suffocating darkness, unable to find a way out. And the same audience they desperately needed to feel powerful and important, gone, scattered, disconnected. They've abandoned ship, unwilling to be associated with the sinking vessel. Because no one wants to stand too close to a falling mask, especially when it's cracking under the immense pressure of karma. They watched you crawl through the mud and laughed at your struggles, but now they're falling, spiraling out of control, and no one is even looking in their direction. Number 5. They poison the air around you, contaminating your environment and creating a toxic atmosphere. Now they're suffocating in their own stench, trapped in the consequences of their actions. When you pollute the air for others, deliberately creating a harmful environment, don't act surprised when you're the first to choke on the fumes, gasping for clean air. They actively tried to craft environments where they reigned supreme through fear, manipulation, and widespread confusion. They built emotional minefields, carefully designed spaces where you never felt safe, never felt truly seen, and never felt like you could express your authentic self. But now that energy has turned on them, the tables have dramatically turned. The poison they once dripped so strategically into conversations, relationships, and shared spaces has begun to seep into every corner of their own life, contaminating everything they touch. And now, nothing feels clean or pure. Everything is tainted by their toxicity. Imagine this scenario, chosen one. Someone lighting small, controlled fires around others for the sole purpose of gaining attention, basking in the drama they've created. They delude themselves into thinking they're clever and in control, expertly manipulating the situation to their advantage. But over time, the smoke relentlessly creeps into their own lungs, suffocating them from the inside out. Eventually, the flames spread uncontrollably, reaching their own doorstep and engulfing their life in chaos. That's what they're living now, a reality that is perpetually smoke-filled, undeniably toxic, and utterly unbearable. And it's not because the world has suddenly turned against them without reason. It's because the negative energy they so freely sent out has finally come home to roost, returning to its source with amplified force. They deliberately engineered contamination, polluting their surroundings with their negativity. Now, they're forced to breathe the very poison they so meticulously designed for you, experiencing the full force of its destructive power. Their home no longer feels like a sanctuary, a place of peace and refuge. Instead, it feels tense, uncomfortable, as if the very walls are whispering back every lie they've ever told, reminding them of their deceitful nature. Sleep is restless and elusive, offering no true relief from their torment. Peace is non-existent, a forgotten luxury they can no longer access. That familiar sense of safety they used to take for granted has completely evaporated, leaving them vulnerable and exposed. And all that remains is the spiritual rot they unknowingly planted, the seeds of destruction that have now blossomed into a grotesque garden of suffering. And it gets progressively worse from there. Relationships are collapsing, not from dramatic betrayals or explosive arguments, but from the slow, agonizing erosion of trust. People simply don't believe them like they used to. Their credibility has been irreparably damaged. The mask has slipped too many times, revealing the ugliness beneath the surface. The charm that once hypnotized others and allowed them to exert control now repels, pushing people away. Their own presence has become heavy and oppressive, like walking into a room filled with air you can't breathe, a suffocating atmosphere that drains the life force from everything around them. Workspaces feel no different, filled with subtle acts of passive aggression, underlying tension, and an unspoken sense of unease. Eyes that once admired them now side-eye them with suspicion, sensing that something is profoundly wrong. No one knows the full story of their transgressions, but everyone can instinctively feel the shift in energy, the pervasive sense that something is deeply amiss. That off energy sticks to them like smoke after a raging fire, a constant reminder of the destruction they've caused. People may not fully understand what has happened or what is currently happening, but they no longer feel safe standing too close to them, sensing the danger and the potential for further harm. The truth is remarkably simple. They became walking embodiments of the toxicity they so freely spread, contaminating everything they touched. Here's a revised version of the text, expanded and rewritten in the develop and expand style. They became the architects of their own spiritual downfall. Energy is a fundamental force that doesn't recognize deception, can't be neatly contained or ignored when inconvenient. Because they initiated the manipulation, the toxicity, the carefully spun web of lies, that negative energy had no choice but to complete its circuit and dismantle its source. They designed those isolated, toxic spaces, intending to trap you within them. But now, ironically, they find themselves confined to those same spaces, utterly alone, poisoned by their own creation, and progressively unraveling from the inside. Number 6. They sought to shatter your spirit. Now they are the ones adrift in the wreckage of their shattered minds. When you transform someone's heart into a battlefield, you shouldn't feign surprise when your own mind becomes a war zone. They underestimated the strength it took you to simply get through the day. They believed that breaking you would be a simple task. A few subtle mind games here, some calculated emotional sabotage there. They gaslit your reality, disrupted your inner peace, and thrived on your confusion as if it were a form of entertainment. To them, your vulnerability was a sign of weakness, and your pain was simply fuel for their machinations. They were playing a cruel game, one that you never agreed to, one whose existence you weren't even aware of until the damage had already been inflicted. But here's the twist, the part they didn't account for. The game unexpectedly flipped. The very moment you began to heal in silence, the rules of engagement irrevocably changed. And now they are the ones slowly, then rapidly coming undone. Picture this. Someone setting an elaborate trap, gleefully watching you fall into it, then walking away with a smug sense of superiority, only to discover later that the trap they constructed had, in fact, been built within the confines of their own mind. Now, every step they take echoes with paranoia and self-doubt. Every silence feels like a damning judgment. Every casual glance feels loaded with unspoken meaning. Their mind has turned against them, becoming a relentless tormentor. They played with your sanity as if it were a toy, something disposable to be used for their amusement. Now, their own intrusive thoughts grant them no peace. They can't fall asleep without the distracting hum of noise. They can't sit still without spiraling into obsessive overthinking. They're constantly rehearsing imaginary conversations, rewriting past scenarios, consumed by the obsessive question of who's talking about them and what exactly is being said. Every moment of stillness feels like a spotlight, cruelly illuminating their guilt. Their nerves are perpetually frayed, and they are haunted, not only by the memory of what they did to you, but by the paralyzing fear that their actions are inevitably coming back to haunt them. They once used silence as a tool to control you, but now that same silence is suffocating them. It's deafening, inescapable, and worst of all, undeniably truthful. It holds up a mirror that they can't bear to look away from, one that exposes the cracks they desperately tried to conceal beneath a veneer of charm and calculated performance. And here's the devastating kicker. They can't bring themselves to ask for help because seeking help would mean a full confession. It would require them to rip off the carefully constructed mask and reveal the ugliness and darkness that fueled their manipulative games. But their inflated pride simply won't allow it. So, they keep desperately faking strength and composure even as they crumble and decay from the inside out. They used to pride themselves on being 10 steps ahead. Now they can't even trust the ground beneath their feet. The same tactics they once wielded to maintain control have catastrophically backfired, and there's no script left for them to follow. They didn't just lose the game, They became its ultimate and most tragic casualty. Number 7. They foolishly thought karma would offer a gentle whisper of correction, but instead, it arrived like a destructive wrecking ball. When you brazenly dance in the ruins of someone else's hard-won peace, you shouldn't act surprised when your own roof suddenly collapses without warning. They believed they had gotten away with it. The carefully crafted lies, the subtle manipulation, the calculated betrayal artfully masked behind a charming facade. They slammed the door in your face as if they had won a prize, acting as if life would reward their cruelty and allow them to skip merrily away, completely untouched by the consequences of their actions. But karma, that relentless force, doesn't politely knock. Karma kicks down the door, and when it finally arrives, it doesn't come bearing soft music and gentle, healing platitudes. Instead, it unleashes itself like a storm that has been held back for far too long, and now it's indiscriminately breaking everything in its path. Picture this chosen one. Someone standing arrogantly at the very top of a towering structure they built entirely on deceit and lies, cruelly laughing at your pain and misfortune. Now imagine that same tower slowly and inexorably sinking, brick by brick, while they desperately scramble to find solid footing. That's precisely what's happening right now. Karma isn't creeping in subtly. It's crashing through every carefully constructed illusion they desperately clung to. The universe doesn't concern itself with petty revenge. It operates with cold, impartial precision, settling accounts with meticulous accuracy. And it has just called in every single debt they owe. They didn't simply hurt you. They reveled in it. They smirked while doing it, mocking your silence and weaponizing your trust against you. And that's exactly what triggered this profound level of reckoning. It wasn't simply the act itself. It was the callous attitude, the unwarranted pride, and the cold, detached satisfaction they displayed while twisting the knife. And the universe, being an entity of pure and unbiased energy, doesn't forget or forgive energy like that. Now everything is collapsing around them all at once. Not gradually, not gently, but suddenly and brutally. Money is slipping through their fingers like water, job opportunities are falling apart, and their carefully cultivated reputation is leaking like a cracked and corroded pipe. Support systems are strangely silent and unresponsive. The charm they once wielded like an impenetrable shield has now transformed into a harsh spotlight, exposing them instead of protecting them. They are drowning in a sea of consequences they can't possibly manage or control. And the most terrifying part is that they can't even begin to explain it to anyone. How do you tell people that you're being destroyed by an energy you thought was invisible, that the chaos and destruction around you is merely the boomerang effect of actions you committed in secret? You can't. So, they remain trapped in a suffocating silence. But this silence isn't strategic. It's born out of utter desperation. They thought karma was a distant and abstract concept, something that would take its sweet time to arrive. But karma doesn't forget. It simply patiently waits for the precise moment to strike with maximum impact. And now that moment has finally arrived. Their life isn't simply being punished. It's undergoing a profound recalibration, demolished, then meticulously reset. Because you don't mock divine order and expect to walk away unscathed with a smug smile. The same door they slammed shut to block your light is now gone, obliterated, and karma has just walked right in. Number 8. They selfishly hid behind your radiant light. Now, they are burning in the darkness of their own creation. When you exploit someone else's light to conceal your deep-seated shadows, you shouldn't be surprised when exposure feels like a searing fire. They didn't simply want your love, chosen one. They craved your protection, your unwavering support. Your very presence gave them something their own flawed energy never could: credibility, grace, and a sense of safety. People inexplicably trusted them simply because you stood beside them. Your reputation, your innate kindness, and your naturally calm energy acted as a spiritual cloak, carefully concealing their inherent dysfunction. They didn't truly love the authentic you. They were enamored with the carefully crafted cover you provided. Imagine this. Someone stepping into a spotlight that was clearly meant for someone else, desperately craving attention and acceptance while simultaneously concealing their true nature in the borrowed glow. That's precisely what they did. They latched onto your light like parasites, never intending to grow or evolve, only to hide and exploit. You weren't their partner. You weren't their true friend. You were merely their shield, a convenient walking pass, a carefully chosen mask they wore to deceive the world. They didn't stand with you because they genuinely believed in you. They stood beside you because it conveniently made their carefully constructed lies harder to detect. They got away with it for a while, reaping the benefits of your upstanding character, basking in a favor they never rightfully earned, and smiling insincerely while standing under skies that were only clear and blue because you were tirelessly praying away the storm. But energy, that fundamental force, doesn't remain dormant forever. And when you finally pulled back, when you consciously chose inner peace over forced proximity, and distance over calculated deception, the shield lifted, and what was once safely hidden was brutally exposed under the harshest light imaginable. Now they're exposed. People are talking, but not in admiration or respect. They're critically questioning what they once conveniently overlooked. That charming smile now feels rehearsed and insincere. That soft, reassuring tone now feels calculated and manipulative. Your absence has become their mirror, and the reflection is disturbingly ugly. They're desperately scrambling now, trying to replicate the sense of safety and security they enjoyed when they were with you. But what they are beginning to realize in the most brutal way possible is that you weren't simply a person. You were a vital covering, a divine buffer, standing between them and the inevitable consequences they knew were always relentlessly chasing them. And now that buffer is gone, they can no longer hide behind your inherent kindness. They can't exploit your silence as camouflage. They are standing naked and exposed in the wreckage of their own intricate web of lies, and no one is stepping up to shield them. The very light they abused has become the fire that mercilessly reveals them. You were never truly their home. You were their last warning, and they tragically ignored it. Number 9. They lied so convincingly that they eventually forgot the actual truth. Now, reality is mercilessly dragging every carefully constructed lie into the unforgiving light. When you feel the need to destroy someone else's truth to protect your own fabricated fiction, the inevitable collapse isn't a question. It's simply a matter of time. They lied about your character as if it were a skill they had honed over years, crafting elaborate stories, playing the victim, and twisting established facts to suit their agenda. They repeated the lies so often that they began to sound like unassailable scripture within their own minds, so convincing that even they started to believe their own elaborate fantasy. They didn't simply deceive others. They hypnotized themselves, and for a while it worked perfectly. People readily nodded, sincerely believed them, and predictably sided with them. Imagine this chosen one, a seasoned con artist meticulously rehearsing their story so convincingly that they eventually forget they are lying. That was them, an actor playing the starring role in a show they wrote, directed, and produced themselves. But here's the fatal flaw in their carefully constructed performance. Truth doesn't require an audience to survive. It simply patiently waits. And now it's not waiting any longer. It's arriving with undeniable facts, documented timelines, and irrefutable receipts. Lies desperately scream to be believed, while truth simply waits for the distracting noise to die down. Now the cracks are undeniably showing. The elaborate script isn't holding up under scrutiny. The math simply ain't matting. People are starting to question the entire narrative. And it's not because you are actively defending yourself. It's because reality itself is doing it for you. Private conversations are happening behind closed doors. Eyes are gradually opening to the truth. The same people who once mindlessly parroted their lies are now sitting in stunned silence, quietly wondering, "Wait a minute, that doesn't quite add up." Their carefully constructed illusion is slowly crumbling. Not all at once, but painfully, piece by piece. And the damage is surgical in its precision. The friends they once skillfully convinced are now distancing themselves. The relationships they leveraged to smear your name are now tense, uncomfortable, and filled with unspoken suspicion. People are connecting the dots, comparing individual stories, and sensing the pervasive fakeness. And no one truly trusts a storyteller who can't keep their own story straight. They thought that if they buried your reputation deep enough, they could somehow rise above it. But what they failed to see coming is this simple truth. The higher you build on a foundation of lies, the harder the fall will be when truth inevitably pulls away the foundation. And now that inevitable fall has begun. They weaponized gossip like a deadly sword, but that very sword now points inward, directly at them. Every carefully crafted lie they told is now a glaring spotlight, mercilessly exposing them. Every false tear, every exaggerated tale, every calculated character assassination. It's all being revealed without you lifting a single finger. You remained quiet. You focused on healing. And the universe handled the rest. They may have wholeheartedly believed their own lies, but reality never did. And now it's meticulously setting the record straight. Number 10. They got drunk on control. Now, they're suffering the agonizing hangover of losing you. When manipulation becomes your primary drug, don't feign surprise when withdrawal feels like a descent into madness. At first, it was subtle. A gentle push here, a calculated pull there, a well-timed compliment followed by an abrupt and unwarranted cold shoulder. They played you like a finely tuned instrument, and every note of your reaction was a symphony to their inflated ego. But this wasn't about genuine love. It was solely about establishing and maintaining control. They didn't want your heart. They wanted your power, your unwavering devotion. And the sickest part of it all was that they derived a twisted sense of satisfaction from watching you slowly break. Imagine this chosen one. Someone setting an elaborate trap and smiling every single time you unknowingly step into it. Not because they inherently hate you, but because it makes them feel powerfully alive. That was them. Your genuine reactions were their adrenaline. Your confusion, your emotional pain, and your desperate attempts to explain and justify yourself. That was their twisted reward. And like any addict, it wasn't long before they craved more drama, more manufactured chaos, more of you bending, shrinking, and doubting yourself just to feel like they mattered in some profound way. People who lack the ability to control themselves often become addicted to controlling others. That's not true power. That's merely panic cleverly disguised. They thought they had the upper hand. But what they failed to realize is that the destructive fix was entirely mutual. You were desperately trying to understand them, genuinely love them, and somehow heal them, while they were shamelessly feeding off your valuable energy as if it were oxygen. They didn't simply crave your attention. They desperately needed it. Your constant presence validated their fragile sense of self. Your raw emotional responses filled a deep and persistent void they constantly refused to face. But here's the incisive twist. When you finally disconnected emotionally, physically, and spiritually, the power source died. And now, they're desperately unraveling in the haunting silence they once so effectively used to manipulate you. That same silence is now consuming them. The illusion of control they once wielded is now entirely gone. And nothing else is providing the same intense high. They desperately try to move on, attempting to find new targets for their manipulation. But your energy wasn't just any energy. It was divinely protected, uniquely grounded, and incredibly valuable. And now that it's gone, everything feels flat and utterly meaningless. They find themselves in rooms filled with people but feel absolutely nothing. They try to employ the same manipulative games on others, but no one reacts in the way you did. The destructive cycle is irrevocably broken, and so is their false and carefully constructed sense of identity. You were never truly theirs to possess, but they built their entire self-worth around being able to shake you. Now that you're finally still, they are spiraling uncontrollably. They thought they possessed power over you, but the undeniable truth is that they were hopelessly addicted to something they could never truly possess. Number 11. They consciously chose to battle you. Now, they're hopelessly trapped in the never-ending war they started with themselves. When the universe sends you a mirror to encourage self-reflection and growth, and you impulsively swing at it in anger, don't cry when all you're left with is shattered glass and bloodied hands. They didn't just misread your intentions. They fundamentally misread your entire presence. You were never their competition. You were their opportunity, a pivotal checkpoint on their chosen path, a fork in the road where genuine growth was being offered, freely handed to them through your simple example, your unwavering energy, and your genuine presence. But instead of embracing the invaluable chance to evolve and improve, they declared war. Imagine this chosen one, the universe placing a torch in someone's hand, saying, "Here is your light. Follow it." But instead of gratefully walking forward, they smash the torch in anger, infuriated that it shines so brightly on the very parts of themselves they've desperately buried for years. "That was you. You illuminated too much. Your unshakable confidence exposed their inherent insecurity. Your deep-seated peace agitated their internal chaos. Your quiet strength reminded them of everything they'd spent years faking. They didn't inherently hate you for who you were. They resented you for revealing who they fundamentally weren't. They twisted a divine encounter into a brutal battlefield. Where they should have aligned, they chose to attack. Where they could have healed, they consciously chose to hurt. Instead of learning and growing from your example, they attempted to shut you down, shatter your unique energy, and silence your radiant light. And in doing so, they unequivocally failed the test. Not because they weren't inherently ready, but because they deliberately chose ego over much-needed evolution. Now, the inevitable consequences are rapidly closing in. They're stuck, hopelessly trapped in cycles that once served them well, but now feel utterly suffocating. Their go-to manipulation tactics are proving to be useless. The intricate web of lies they spun is now entirely transparent. The very people they once charmed and influenced are quietly walking away. They mistakenly think that life is punishing them, but what they're really experiencing is a profound spiritual lockout. The door that was once readily opened through your presence is now permanently sealed shut. They desperately tried to destroy the one person who came into their life to genuinely uplift them. And now that you're gone, the distorted reflection they stubbornly refuse to face is showing up everywhere, in failed relationships, in palpable workplace tension, and in agonizing moments of silence where they can't escape the relentless torment of their own thoughts. They foolishly thought you were their rival, but in truth, you were their last and only lifeline. Now that it's gone, they're no longer fighting you. They're battling themselves, and the war is ultimately endless. Number 12. They attempted to steal from sacred energy. Now, the universe is collecting every precious drop with added interest. When you consciously misuse what was genuinely meant to heal you, you don't simply lose the blessing. You actively trigger the backlash. They didn't just take you for granted. They attempted to exploit something inherently holy. Your unique energy, your boundless empathy, your genuine presence. It wasn't just simple kindness. It was sacred currency, flowing with unwavering purpose, protected by unseen laws, and intended to be honored, not carelessly harvested. But they saw it differently. They viewed your radiant light as a convenient shortcut, a valuable resource, a readily available power source they could plug into without ever paying the inevitable cost. They gravely underestimated you because you didn't come with an overinflated ego and because you generously gave without meticulously keeping score. But your inner peace wasn't passive. It was fiercely protected. You didn't have to roar to be powerful. You were powerfully present in stillness, in knowing exactly who you are and, perhaps more importantly, who you are not. And they mistakenly mistook that profound calm for weakness. They coveted your radiant light without ever respecting your burning fire. And now they're getting burned by both. They thought they were clever, artfully pretending to care, faking vulnerability, and mimicking authentic connection. But what they were actually doing was blatant spiritual fraud. They forged a superficial emotional intimacy with absolutely no intention of ever honoring it. They greedily took from you without ever giving back, exploiting your inherent openness to carefully conceal their own deep-seated emptiness. And while the world may not have initially caught on, the watchful energy surrounding you certainly did. Because sacred energy doesn't require applause. It doesn't necessitate revenge. It simply records quietly and faithfully, tracking who gives generously, who cunningly takes, and who deceptively deceives. And it always, always meticulously balances the scales. Now, that long-awaited balance is undeniably tipping. Their world is visibly cracking. Not because anyone actively cursed them, but because you simply can't siphon power from a protected soul and expect to walk away untouched. The superficial connections they built while shamelessly feeding off your vibrant spirit are rapidly collapsing. The inner calm they faked while absorbing your genuine peace is now utterly gone. They are restless, unfocused, and hollow, and no amount of new people, money, or fleeting distractions can ever refill what was never rightfully theirs to begin with. They weren't just playing with you. They were playing with a fundamental energy that doesn't tolerate blatant misuse. And now, the very system they foolishly didn't believe in is collecting its due ruthlessly and precisely. This isn't about petty revenge. It's about unwavering universal balance meticulously correcting itself. They didn't simply lose you. They violated something sacred. And now, the cost has inevitably come due with substantial interest. Number 13. They didn't just lose you. They lost access to an entire realm that their spirit will never again touch. Some losses are more than just people. Some losses are doorways to something greater. And once those doors are decisively shut, they don't reopen for the same soul twice. They mistakenly thought you were just another person, another fleeting connection, another malleable story they could easily control. But they were never simply dealing with you. They were dealing with what inherently walked through you. The divine favor, the undeniable alignment, the profound elevation. Your mere presence didn't just bring comfort. It dramatically shifted entire atmospheres. You didn't just speak of peace. You actively carried it with you. And they had absolutely no idea that being in close proximity to you was inexplicably giving them access to realms they were never truly meant to touch without genuine reverence. Imagine this chosen one. Someone carelessly stepping through a sacred doorway they didn't build, greedily touching blessings they didn't earn, and arrogantly assuming it would always be there for them. That's precisely what they did with you. You were their convenient spiritual access point, the invaluable bridge connecting who they currently were with who they genuinely could have become. But bridges inevitably come with very specific weight limits, and they brought far too much ego, far too much calculated deception, and far too little heartfelt gratitude. They were carelessly walking in sacred and divine places on borrowed light, and they arrogantly thought it somehow made them divinely chosen too. While they were meticulously calculating how to maintain control, they tragically missed the miracle that was unfolding before them. They viewed your invaluable presence as mere luck, and they foolishly thought your unconditional love was ordinary. But what they were actually tasting was a profound alignment that had absolutely nothing to do with them and everything to do with your incredibly high frequency. And when they disrespected you, when they manipulated, lied, and actively sabotaged, they didn't simply lose a connection. They triggered an irreversible lock. Now that you're gone, they can feel it acutely. The shift is undeniably real. The vibrant energy that once flowed so freely has dried up completely. The profound clarity has vanished, replaced with a sense of confusion and uncertainty. The natural momentum has been replaced with frustrating friction. Nothing is moving forward, and nothing is organically landing. Because the realm they once touched by being near you has deliberately sealed itself off. They are desperately trying to recapture what they had. They're employing new people, implementing new manipulative tactics, and reciting new affirmations, but none of it seems to work because it was never about the surface. The access wasn't achieved through shallow charm or forced effort. It was attained through organic resonance. And now that your unique frequency is no longer readily available, the doors of that realm simply don't recognize them. This isn't about petty revenge. It's about pure energetic justice. Spiritual access is undeniably sacred, and when it's dishonored, it's irrevocably revoked. They thought they could easily replace you, but you weren't just a person. They lost a portal to a higher plane of existence. And portals don't reopen for those who blatantly mocked the divine grace they were never truly ready to carry.